Government has announced that it will hold daily press briefings at the Flagstaff House in Accra. The move forms part of efforts to deepen government's public engagement. The daily press briefings will start from Thursday, 16th May 2013 at 11 a.m. and reflect government's commitment to fulfilling the fourth pillar of the NDC 2012 manifesto, which promised transparent and accountable governance. Speaking to Radio Ghana, Deputy Minister for Information and Media Relations, Felix Kwachifusu, explained that the briefing, which will be addressed by the Minister for Information and Media Relations, will afford Ghanaians an opportunity to have an insight into government activities, policies and programs. He added that it will also create a platform where government will state its position on critical emerging national issues and offer clarifications on them where necessary. He said the press briefing will not be a substitute for the Meet the Press series. He spoke to Brighton Trauma.
During the 2012 electioneering campaign, the NDC produced a manifesto which was divided into four broad areas, which we also called pillars. One of those pillars was the running of a transparent and accountable government. And indeed, the world over, it has been established that one of the most effective ways of enhancing transparency and accountability in governance is to have regular interaction with the citizens. In other words, governments open themselves up and allow for close scrutiny of its programs, policies, and activities. It also carries the citizenry along and gives them insights into exactly what government is doing with the mandate that it bestowed on it. And therefore, government has found it necessary to begin this press briefings on a daily basis in order to keep Ghanaians apprised of happenings in government. Government also expects that the opportunity will be used to address emerging issues of national concern. If there are any doubts or any issues that emerge during the day which require immediate clarification, our government will seize the platform of this press briefing and address those in a manner that satisfies the curiosity or, if you like, cures the anxiety that would otherwise have been generated had these issues not been responded to.
Briefing the media on a daily basis, will this be feasible?
Of course it is. I'm sure you understand that government is like that on a daily basis. It does something. Government runs on a 24-hour basis, 365 days a year. And this is supposed to happen for 4 years. So there's not a single minute that government does not have something to do. And therefore, it is necessary to keep well informed about government activities. Often, people express doubts or reservations about government's performance. It is perhaps because they do not get adequate information regarding what it is that government is doing on their behalf. And we believe that this briefing session would allow for that level of interest and participation of the citizenry in governance. It is also the surest way in to enhance transparency and accountability in government, because the media will be allowed to ask questions and seek clarification to any issue that may be bothering them or agitating the mind of the Ghanaian public.
Is this move a substitute for the Meet the Press series, or you do it side by side?
Well, it is important to appreciate that there's a clear distinction between the Meet the Press series and this particular press. The Meet the Press series has a narrower focus. It zooms in on the activities of specific sectors. And so you find that at periodic intervals, sector ministers come to the Information Ministry to brief the nation through first men about their sector-specific activities. And this is done for all sectors. This press briefing that will be carried out aims at keeping the citizenry informed about a broad range of issues concerning governance on a daily basis. Like I indicated to you earlier on, government is such that it runs consistently. And every now and then, issues crop up that require explanation. And this would offer a platform for that to happen. But this would happen in conjunction, or this will happen irrespective of the Meet the Press series, which again is going to be restructured to ensure that it comes across in a manner that is beneficial to the citizens.